From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Here's Newsline, first the headlines. Minister ASEAN Rural Culture Expo promotes MSME products. Indonesia pursues GHG emission reduction of 358 million tons in 2030. Hong Kong becomes Indonesia's solid partner, said the deputy minister. And now the news in details. Minister of Villages, Development of Disadvantaged Regions and Transmigration Abdul Halim Iskandar has said that the ASEAN Rural Culture Expo in Yogyakarta aims to help micro, small and medium enterprises to promote their products to ASEAN delegates. This exhibition is a part of the series of activities of the first ASEAN Village Network meeting, where the government showcases MSME products from villages in Indonesia as well as ASEAN countries. This was pointed out by Minister Abdul Halim in Sleman, Yogyakarta on Wednesday. He further mentioned that representatives from village-owned enterprises and tourism villages in Indonesia are exhibiting interesting products at the event. The second news. Indonesia's Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Arifin Tasrif said the government is hopefully able to achieve a target of greenhouse gas emission reduction of 358 million tons in 2030, as reported by Antara. According to the National Determined Contribution Document, Indonesia is committed to reducing GHG emission by 358 million tons of CO2, or 12.5% on its own, or 446 million tons of CO2, or 15.5%, with international assistance by 2030. Speaking at the 2023 Indonesia Solar Summit in Jakarta on Wednesday, he said the national energy mix must reach 23% of clean energy by 2025, which currently only reaches nearly 12.5%. The third news. Deputy Minister of Trade Jerry Sambuaga stated that China's Special Administrative Region Hong Kong has become a solid partner of Indonesia. The total value of trade between Indonesia and Hong Kong reached $2.1 billion during the January until March 2023 period. This was pointed out by Jerry Sambuaga during the Memorandum of Understanding signing ceremony, titled Indonesia-Hong Kong Partnering for Success, held in Jakarta on Wednesday. He also said last year the total trade value between the two parties had reached $5.9 billion. The fourth news. Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno has expressed the hope that the 2023 International Tourism Investment Forum will increase domestic and foreign investment in green tourism, which prioritizes the sustainability principle, According to the Minister Sandiaga on Wednesday, the ITIF is being held on July 26th and 27th in Badung, Bali. The International Tourism Investment Forum is being held for the first time, and the government will focus on green tourism, sustainable tourism, and he also welcomed the ITIF implementation and said he hoped it will become an annual event and a form of Indonesia's commitment to creating sustainable national tourism. The forum is part of Indonesia's efforts to contribute actively to sustainable tourism development globally. The fifth news. Delegation from Russia and China, North Korea's key allies in the Korean War, gathered in Pyongyang this week to celebrate North Korea's Victory Day. In the war that ravaged the Korean Peninsula 7 decades ago as they aligned over another contemporary conflict, Russia's devastating invasion of Ukraine. As reported by CNN.com, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un gave Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu, an architect of Moscow's assault on Ukraine, a tour of a defense exposition in Pyongyang on Wednesday, with images from North Korean media showing them walking past an array of weaponry, from Pyongyang's nuclear-capable ballistic missiles to its newest drones. The General Secretariat of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation strongly condemned the terrorist attack against the Gali Siad Military Academy in Mogadishu on Monday, July 24, 2023, which caused the death and injury of a number of innocent people. Hussein Brahim Taha, the OIC Secretary General, in a press statement received by RRI Voice of Indonesia, expressed his strong condemnation of this heinous operation. He offered his condolences to the family of the victims and the government and people of Somalia, wishing a speedy recovery for the injured. The Secretary General also reiterated the OIC's condemnation of terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, and its support for the efforts of the Somali government to confront and combat it. And the final news. Vietnamese President Phu Phan Thong and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni discussed the two countries' relations and measures for enhancing the bilateral strategic partnership during a meeting in Rome on Wednesday. As reported by VOVworld.vn, voicing her delight at the progress in bilateral cooperation in multiple fields, especially economy, trade investment, PM Meloni affirmed Italy's respect for Vietnam's stature and role in the Indo-Pacific region. There remains much room for the two countries to expand cooperation, and Italy is determined to join Vietnam in promoting their strategic partnership to together surmount current challenges of the world and religions. And that was the newsline.
Indonesian ambassador to South Korea, Gandhi Sulistianto, said. The Indonesia-Korea Business Forum, which was held 2023 in Seoul on Tuesday, was a historic milestone in celebrating 50 years of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and South Korea. Through a press release obtained by Antara on Tuesday, he said, this was a result of a series of business forums on economic cooperation starting in February 2023. This activity was dedicated to commemorating mutually beneficial relations between the two countries. Ambassador Gandhi hopes that the forum can become a catalyst for relations between Indonesia and South Korea in the future, which will bring prosperity to the two countries. The Indonesian-Korean Business Forum was organized by the Indonesian Embassy in Seoul in collaboration with Indonesia Investment Promotion Center Seoul and the Korea Herald. The Business Forum was held to strengthen friendship and partnership in the fields of trade and industry in order to support the economic growth of the two countries. The Business Forum was attended by around 250 participants from Indonesia and South Korea, including representatives of South Korean government, business leaders at the chairman and CEO level, as well as representatives from communities or business organizations. The forum also announced the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding regarding the development of a high-technology-based learning system between PT Stekok Robotika Indonesia and MAN and Telco Ltd. Korea. Through this business forum, both countries succeeded in identifying opportunities for growth and further cooperation between the two countries, such as opening market access for wider products, transferring knowledge and high technology, and guaranteeing global supply chain security.
Voice of Indonesia.
We begin today in history on July 27th with an event in 1921 about discovery of the insulin hormone. On July 27th, 1921, researchers at the University of Toronto, led by biochemist Frederick Banting, announced the discovery of the insulin hormone. Insulin is used in the treatment of some types of diabetes mellitus. Before the insulin was discovered in 1921, diabetics didn't live very long. There wasn't much doctors that could do for them. The first human to be given insulin was Leonard Thompson, a 14-year-old boy. In less than 24 hours, blood glucose levels dropped and Thompson survived. In 1923, Dr. Frederick Grant Banting and his colleagues Dr. John James Rickard Macleod received the Nobel Prize in Medicine for his discovery of the insulin hormone. After that, the Eli Lilly Medical Company started large-scale insulin production. We move to the next event in 1949, when jet-powered commercial aircraft flying for the first time. On July 27th, 1949, a commercial jet, the Havilland Comet, flew for the first time. Previously, commercial aviation aircraft still relied on pistons or propellers. The De Havilland Comet aircraft was produced by the De Havilland factory in England. The design of this aircraft began in 1946. This aircraft proved to fly twice faster than other aircraft and carried around 30,000 passengers in its first year. And we end with an event in 1953, when the Korean War ended. The Korean War, which was conflict between North Korea and South Korea, occurred from June 25, 1950 to July 27, 1953. This war is also called a proxy war between the United States and its UN allies and the People's Republic of China, in cooperation with the Soviet Union. South Korea's main allies are the United States, Canada, Australia, and the United Kingdom, although many other countries sent their troops under the UN flag. North Korea's allies, such as the People's Republic of China, provided military power, while the Soviet Union provided war advisors and aircraft pilots, as well as weapons to the Chinese and North Korean troops. This war ended on July 27, 1953, when the United States, China, and North Korea signed an armistice agreement. And that's today in history.
Indonesia.
Trenggalek Bioriftik Marine Park has lots of artificial coral reefs. Trenggalek Regency East Java has now Bioriftik Marine Park, housing hundreds of artificial coral reefs and transplantation results. The Bioriftik, called Karang Tresno, has 300 coral reefs being planted on coconut shells, which later were put in the floor of shallow waters around Mutiara Beach. Regent of Trenggalek Arifin after inaugurating the Karang Tresno said it is expected to be a new tourism destination in Prigi Bay. He further explained that the Bioriftik planting was done in several years, which now show good results. Now, the coral reef houses fish and other marine biota. According to Regent Arifin, besides the abundant natural produce, the marine park will be a new tourism spot. He hopes that the tourists visiting the marine park are not only pro-divers, but also the general public who will be given info about conservation and the ocean. This potential is very likely despite being on the southern coast, the waves at Mutiara Beach are not as extreme as other southern coasts. In addition, Regent Arifin also hopes that the management will provide a special path for tourists who want to enjoy the underwater scenery. And that's my Indonesia.
Peduli.
Listener, the worldwide travel guide site Taste Atlas released a list of the best sweet snacks in the world for July 2023. And interestingly, two culinary delights from Indonesia, serabi and fried bananas, are included in the top 10 list. Today, we introduce to you one of the two Indonesian culinary delights that are included in the top 10, namely serabi. Serabi, or surabi, is a traditional Indonesian snack. This traditional snack, made from rice flour, sugar, and coconut milk, can be found in many cities in Indonesia. Serabi has a variety of flavors. Sweet serabi is a very popular food and offers a distinctive and unique taste. There are various types of sweet serabi. One of the popular ones is serabi bandung, also known as serabi gravy. Serabi bandung is often served with sweet syrup of palm sugar. The sweet taste of brown sugar combines with the soft texture of serabi, making it liked by many people. Serabi Solo from Solo, Central Java, is different from serabi bandung. Serabi Solo is more similar to pancakes. The dough is made from a mixture of rice flour, coconut milk, and sugar, which is then baked until golden. Usually, serabi solo is served with a sprinkling of grated coconut and granulated sugar on top. Its sweet and savory taste makes it suitable as a snack or dessert. There is also serabi ambarawa. This serabi is made from rice flour, coconut milk, and sugar, which is cooked in a clay pan over hot coals. The size of the serabi is small, thin, soft, with three color combinations, namely white with a combination of green and white with a combination of brown. The serabi are white and white with a combination of green, no taste or bland, while the white serabi with a combination of chocolate tastes sweet because there is a little use of a mixture of brown sugar. Serabi Ambarawa's special sauce is usually served in a bowl with a splash of warm coconut milk, which has been cooked with brown sugar. It certainly tastes delicious, especially when eaten with sticky tape, which has also been provided by serabi sellers. And that's Indonesian Wonder.
Berdua. sudah, terlambat sudah. Kini semua harus berakhir. Mungkin inilah jalan yang terbaik, dan kita mesti relakan kenyataan ini. Tetaplah menjadi bintang di langit, agar cinta kita akan abadi. Biarlah sinarmu tetap menyinari alam ini, agar menjadi saksi cinta kita.
Of Indonesia.
Listeners, Miscellany for today has a topic: WCCN Grand Tour Series 2023. The Women's Cycling Community Nusantara Grand Tour Series 2023 will be held in four cities with a two-day riding concept in each city. The Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, appreciated the presence of the Women's Cycling Community Nusantara WCCN Grand Tour Series 2023 as one of the events that voiced women's empowerment and encouraged the development of sport tourism. The Grand Tour Series is a series of bicycle tours with community members and the public to explore Indonesian tourism destinations. The Women's Cycling Community Nusantara Grand Tour Series 2023 will kick off at the Sabta Pesona Building, Jakarta on 30th July 2023. Then also Bandung in August, Bali in September, and Borobudur in October. The Grand Tour Series kick off at the Sabta Pesona Building, Jakarta. Jakarta will be attended by 60 riders, while the overall target for participants in the four cities is 800 to 1,000 cyclists. The Deputy for Tourism Products and Activity Organizer for the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Vincent Jemadu, said that this activity is extraordinary because it not only supports but amplifies the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy program regarding sport tourism, which is being promoted. One of the global tourism trends is that people are again concerned about health or wellness. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, spokesperson for the Women's Cycling Community Nusantara Grand Tour Series 2023, Poppy Zedra, expressed a real commitment to supporting the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economies programs, one of which is by promoting super priority destinations through the presence of sporting events. She also invited the public to take part in the Grand Tour because community participation is a form of effort to increase the economic multiplier effect, especially in the economic and creative tourism sector. That's Miss Seleni.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is a song by Rita Effendi. Before debuting as a solo singer, Rita Effendi used to join Kahitna. At the time, she was involved in many compilation albums and film soundtracks. Since her early career, she kept showing her quality by joining and winning festivals. In 2000, she won the Asian Pop Song Festival 2000 in Manila. the Philippines with a song Selamat Jalan Kekasih or Goodbye Love, making her the grand prize winner. The song, created by Baby Romeo, is about someone sad for being left by their lover. The loss makes them feel as if losing love forever. Here is Rita Effendi with Selamat Jalan Kekasih.
Berpisah denganmu telah membuatku semakin mengerti betapa indah saat bersama yang masih selalu ku kenang. Selamat jalan kekasih,
Voice of Indonesia.
Mengapa masih kau mencoba mengemis cinta?
Voice of Indonesia.
Ada kelembutan dalam ketegaran.